Well, here we are with our second Social Expedition podcast. I'm here. I'm Dave with Luna Web. Here with
Maureen with Luna Web.
Elizabeth Kawine.
Matthew Crawford Tristler.
And we're
also
all
with Luna Web.
Yeah, we're all. Imagine that. Well, hey, on this show here, we're going to talk a little bit about some social business, Social Memphis. Then a segment there with a fantastic interview from Dana Lewis, who joined us from Alabama just moments ago. And then also a little bit about Feedback Friday, diving into things. We've got this segment here called Beginner's Corner, which, if you don't know that, kind of comes from an old radio show that we used to have called Internet Talk, where we had Beginner's Corner, and I actually did the Beginner's Corner segment on there. And it was more about things like how to use a mouse and how to use a search engine and how to click and get email. This was back in the mid-90s. But anyway, hey, we're well beyond that now. Now we're talking about social business. And this is kind of a different approach. You know, a lot of people take social media and apply that to specific tools like Twitter and Facebook and these different kinds of websites online that you can do things with. But really, we want to say, hey, if you're just getting started, you want to think about your approach. And so we ran across a great slide presentation put together by a fellow by the name of David Armano, talking about social business. And there's many, many people now really kind of leaning this way. And so the folks that are already down the social media track, they're kind of having to backtrack a little bit and come back and get back down to some basics. But for those of you who are out there just getting started, you want to take a look at some of these things that are going to land on your desk, so these new approaches to things. And these are things like, in business, more about like transparency versus protectionism or isolation. And then also a lot more listening versus dictating, or that command and control type of thought of yesteryear. And then also just a whole lot more collaboration versus solo type heroics. This is collaboration between employees and management, between your people in your workforce, as well as the client base, and then also your vendors and whatnot. And so in one of the slides from Armando's presentation, he kind of breaks it down. And it's tough to break down because these things, they're very gray. But he kind of breaks it down into business partner optimization, customer participation, and workforce collaboration. So stay tuned to be hearing a lot more about that kind of thing. And start there. Give that some thought before you actually start employing some of these tools, which we'll talk about later. So hey, going on here, let's get over into talking about Social Memphis and some of the cool things that we see going on in Memphis right now in the social sphere.
One of the things that we're going to try to do from going forward is to spotlight some people or organizations around Memphis who are doing really cool stuff with social media. And so this week, we're going to kick it off with this campaign that's been going on, you might have seen, called Something Good in Memphis. It's being put on by MIFA. And basically, the whole point is to recognize things, people specifically, that are something good in Memphis. It's really that simple. But they're really taking it to the streets with social media. They've got, you can follow them on Twitter. They're twitter.com/goodinmemphis. And you can head to their website, which is somethinggoodinmemphis.org, to get all their social media links. And they're really just going around finding people who are doing, you know, whether it's helping someone carry their groceries or, you know, something much bigger, like people who run organizations that help the homeless, say, all of those things that make our city great, trying to bring that focus to the forefront so that we stop talking about what's wrong with Memphis and start thinking about what's good in Memphis. So we thought that was pretty cool. And the way that they're using social media to really promote that campaign is really encouraging.
So is that like people who are doing good things in Memphis, or is it just neat things?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, from what you see on the website, a lot of it right now, like their blog posts are really spotlighting. Like, for example, I saw a story on their blog recently about a gal who paid for someone's coffee because the person had left their keys or their wallet out in their car in the cold rain that we've been having. And so that person didn't have to run back out there and get wet. They paid for their coffee. And that was pretty cool. So little things like that, random acts of kindness. But I think it's also just looking at the everyday citizen and just the everyday people that make Memphis great.
All right.
And I noticed on their Facebook page, they've got people holding these little signs. What's that about? I didn't read the captions. I'm a pretty photo skimming kind of guy.
I think basically the whole campaign is just to take these pictures and really put faces with what is Memphis? Who is Memphis? And so, like I was just saying, you know, some of those just ordinary citizens who ordinary, extraordinary that make Memphis great. So it's saying, you know, you are as an individual and as a Memphian, you're something that makes Memphis great, and really putting faces on that.
All right. Hey, you know, along the lines of great things in Memphis, we are kind of opening up a channel called Social Memphis. And you can check that out over at twitter.com/socialmemphis, or go to become a fan over on Facebook at facebook.socialmemphis.com. And what we're doing there on that channel is pointing to things that are going on that are related to social business, social media, social networking right here in Memphis, and just spotlighting those different kinds of things with these couple of channels. So that's facebook.socialmemphis.com. And or twitter.com/socialmemphis. We want to hear from you. Actually, you know, we want you to send in, you got cool things going on in your business is doing something cool, or that you think is cool with Facebook or Twitter or some social sphere thing. Hey, so let us know. You know, we want to highlight it for you. Well, hey, and now we're going to go ahead and we're going to get Dana Lewis on the phone here and kind of break off into that segment. And here we go.
And now we're bringing in our special guest, Dana Lewis, who's a health communications consultant that I had the pleasure of meeting at Social South in Birmingham back in, what was that, mid-September?
I think it was end of August, maybe.
It seems like a long, long time ago. Dana, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a senior at the University of Alabama studying public relations, but I have a lot of real-world experience in healthcare communications, consulting, doing writing, and strategy, which is how I came up for the idea for a hashtag chat on Twitter, which is #HCSM, which stands for Healthcare Communications and Social Media.
Well, from looking at what you've got going on Twitter, as well as your LinkedIn profile, it would seem like you've got a lot of social stuff going on, and the academic stuff being a part-time endeavor, but it says here that you're working on actually two majors.
Right. I'll be achieving 2 degrees in public relations and political science when I graduate in May this year.
Outstanding. So going back to the HCSM tag, mm-hmm. A lot of folks that are listening to the Social Expedition aren't quite familiar with just what a hashtag or a tags are. So could you kind of bring us on board with that?
Sure. Well, what we call a hashtag is actually the pound sign plus a combination of a word or letters or numbers or whatever it may be. So in our case, HCSM stands for Healthcare Communications and Social Media. It could be pound Apple, or it could be pound Google Wave, or whatever topic you want. But the point of the hashtag is that you can click on it in Twitter or in your Twitter client and track that conversation.
Excellent, excellent. And back at Social South, I guess most of the conversation wound up being more about healthcare and those types of topics. And I didn't really make that connection. Later on, probably a few weeks later, I was online looking for some chats, and I ran into yours. And I didn't realize it was yours until probably, you know, sometime later, that it's like, oh, this is Dana. You know, tell us what goes on. How do you use this tag?
Well, basically, it goes on 24/7, but the idea is we get together Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central, and we all talk about a set number of topics. And as the moderator, which is me usually, I throw out topics through the moderating account and use the hashtag. As long as you're interested, you can join the conversation. So we have people from all ages, all degrees of education and expertise who come in and join the topics. It can be anything related to healthcare and communicating. But basically, you just use the hashtag, you join in the conversation. We don't really have a lot of rules around the conversation. The big one is, you know, it's a self-built organic community. So we don't like people getting on there and kind of shamelessly self-promoting. That's my big no-no. And really just respecting the other people who choose to engage in this area.
Now, when I got on there, not this past weekend, one of the first tweets that I saw from your other Twitter handle was about reminding people not to promote themselves. And had I just missed somebody who was self-promoting?
Probably. Sometimes we have people who get on there and they just don't know any better, so they set their company account to tweet a free webinar or come to my conference or, you know, check out this new blog post. And if it's of interest to the community, we want you to share it. We want you to be able to, you know, promote your content. But again, it's about organic and it's about providing value to the community. So if 5 to 10 people would find value to it, I would say post it.
Somebody who's just kind of trying to figure this out, they would set whatever kind of reminder, I guess, for Sunday at 8 p.m. Central.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you find, you know, I guess they need to look up, if they've not been into it before, the pound symbol HCSM and see some people that are tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm. The conversation goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you just go on a Twitter search or search in any of the Twitter clients for pound HCSM, and you will see it going on. If you want to follow the topics or look back and see what's been discussed previously, you can look at health SOCHMED, which is S-O-C-M-E-D after health, and you can see the topics we've talked about, but that also links to our website where we have an archive of a lot of the transcripts of past sessions. We have a bunch of helpful hints for getting started in the conversation, like what tools will really help you stay on top of your first conversation. And then we also link to other people's content. So if you go to one of our sites, you will see anything tagged with HCSM across the internet. It comes up on our website because, again, it's all about the community. It's all about, you know, kind of building this community so we all have cutting edge knowledge. You know, everybody has access to all the information that we talk about.
Great. Great. Yeah, I love the way that you've got it going together right now. With you start off with the evening topics. You kind of crowdsource that as far as figuring out what the topics are going to be. And then you wind up having three of them. How do you put that all together?
Well, it started back in January when we had the conversation. We didn't really have set topics. But as we grew from 4 to 12 to hundreds and thousands of people who participate from time to time, we have people who will DM or send me a message or send me an email and say, hey, I'd really like to talk about this. But everybody submits topics every week. And so I pick two or three, sometimes up to five topics that are really, they're either, you know, breaking news about Google Wave or Google Side Wiki or healthcare reform, you know, or it's a common topic about how to engage patients or what's the best way to talk to an insurer or get them being social. So it can be any number of topics. And I just try to pick two to three, you know, or more every week that people will find some kind of relation to. So no, you may not be an expert in healthcare marketing, but you know what? Neither am I. I'm, quote, just a student. So my philosophy is if I can participate in this conversation, anybody can. So we just pick topics that everybody can take part in.
Hey, Dana, I actually have a question. I'm just wondering, have you heard from any people who are involved in the conversation about, you know, success that they've had with things that they've learned or ways that they've been able to grow or progress because of things that they've gotten from the conversation?
Oh, absolutely. We have people who come on for the first time, and they're really breaking into this sphere. And a lot of people recommend HCSM as kind of the place to get your toes wet. And they'll ask questions for their company or their work. They'll go out, they'll try it out, they'll come back and say, this is what we talked about this week. This is my success, or here are the challenges I've had. So it's a lot of ways a great place to crowdsource your problems. So there's a lot of interaction. It's not just we throw out topics and you talk, but there's a lot of engagement between members of the community.
And so folks know that you don't have to have a Twitter account to actually be able to watch the conversation. Now, you can't participate, obviously, if you don't have a Twitter account, but you could go to search.twitter.com and search for that pound HCSM and look at those tweets, which brings up a good point. You know, you are getting, no doubt, you know, like you said, thousands of responses of people engaged in this conversation, contributing all kinds of helpful information and questions. And what are you cataloging this? What are you doing with all that?
For the most part, it's just out there. We are archiving. You know, obviously, you can keep track of all the conversations we've had, you know, since January. We keep transcripts for the most part every week. But in general, it's just open source information. It's out there for the community. It's not proprietary. Again, it's just one person who felt it was important to build a conversation around this. People agreed, and that's how it's taken off. It's all about us communicating and having a conversation about improving healthcare communication and conversation.
Yeah. So what, you know, what's in it for you? What are you getting out of all this?
I mean, to me, it just makes me, first of all, I'm an adrenaline junkie, so Sunday night is 8 o'clock. I am absolutely wired and so excited to be able to be engaging with all of these people. I mean, but also this is my field that I'm, you know, hopefully going into in May when I graduate. So this is a way for me to keep up, you know, the opportunity to learn about cutting-edge trends in this field because my degree is in PR. There's not an undergraduate degree in health communications. So this is a way for me, in addition to my part-time work, to really specialize in this field. And I think other people who are doing the same thing through freelancing or, you know, they work in an agency and they have a healthcare client, this is a really good way to get involved and to learn, you know, the specifics that are the niche of healthcare.
So it's really ultimately all about curiosity.
Right. It's all about, you know, social media is about being social. So we talk about some really silly things like I think you hear the word chocolate on the hashtag at least once a day, but it's also about being curious and learning from other people.
Well, congratulations, Dana. I mean, this is a great thing that you've got going on here, and no doubt, you know, many, many people are benefiting from. You talked about, you know, getting jazzed up. I know when you participate in one of these things, there are so many people contributing that, yeah, you've got to be on your toes to catch all the tweets that are coming in and the comments and people commenting on your comment. I get a big kick out of it. Unfortunately, I don't catch every one of them. And I usually just use the Twitter client. But there are several hashtag aggregators out there, these other specialty sites that are used to help participate in these conversations and kind of they update their pages in real time and this kind of thing. Are you at all partial to any of those?
A lot of the participants, they recommend TweetChat or TweetGrid. I personally love Twitter Web. I love getting all my information at once. But since I do try to participate as a moderator and also for my personal account, what I do on Sunday nights is I open TweetDeck for my personal account so I can see my replies, my direct messages, and then I have a column that searches HCSM. As a moderator, I'm on Twitter Web, you know, seeing my replies, DMs, and, you know, watching the stream through the web client. So you can use any number of clients. It just depends on what you're comfortable with, but you can do it on Twitter Web. You could use TweetChat. You know, you can try it on TweetDeck. It just depends on your preference of how you like to see the information filtered.
Okay, so that would be twitterweb.com. Is that right?
Well, just twitter.com, the web version.
Okay, just the web version. And then there's tweetchat.com. I'm trying to get these specific URLs out there for folks that are taking notes on this.
Tweetchat.com, and then you can download TweetDeck, which is a desktop client, but it works really well if you're not, you know, familiar with some of the other online programs.
I will certainly look forward to hopefully being back this weekend in time to tune in Sunday at 8 o'clock Central to the Healthcare Communications and Social Media chat. The Twitter handle that you'd follow for that, because you've got your own Twitter handle, which is Dana M. Lewis.
Correct.
And then you have this other that you use to facilitate this conversation, which is what?
It's Health SocMed, HealthSocMed. And that's the way you can really contact us. If you want to submit a topic, if you want to ask a question, you know, get any kind of help, or if you're confused during the middle of the chat, if you add or DM us there, that's the best way to get help. From there, you can get the basic information, the history of the HCSM, as I call it, you know, evolution. And then also you can go to our HCSM Blockcast site, which is where you can see all the aggregated content.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. You've got 2,224 followers. That's fantastic. All righty. Well, hey, Dana, thanks so much for joining us. We know you're looking at your tweets there. You're in the midst of meetings and whatnot today. So, hey, we look forward to getting this into the social expedition and seeing you back out there on Twitter.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, Dana, she has done just a fantastic job. She commanded a great audience down there at Social South and really led the discussion about what was going on there. It wasn't intended to be focused on healthcare, but that's the example that she used in going through her talk there, and the room was packed. And when you start talking about healthcare and the different kinds of things in there, there are so many different things that so many different transparencies that people want to have. And really the healthcare providers are also wanting to be transparent, but they're reluctant to do so for fear of, you know, litigious repercussions. And so it's very interesting.
I think one of the neat things about what Dana's doing is just what it says about social media, in that, you know, she was saying that she hasn't graduated from college yet. You know, she's not a professional per se,
right,
but she's just a member of the community like we all are in social media, sort of that whole, you know, transparency thing. We're all kind of equal players on that field. And here she started this huge conversation, you know, and most people wouldn't even think of her as someone who's really out in the field, but she's making this big difference in healthcare communication already just through social media.
Yeah, and it's absolutely just because she was curious about something, wanted to talk about it with some people, got it going. And, you know, it's just really great that she had the nerve to stand up and start something like that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure we have not heard the end of that story either. I'm sure there's great things to come of this. You know, you participate in one of these chats, and it's a very spirited group of people that are out there talking about things. And then it's funny, intentionally not talking about so-and-so government entity. But as we saw here in Memphis, here recently, we had the the director of citizen participation here, which is a new office that the White House just came up with back in March. So we know the government is also the government realizes that things have to change from that level on down too, because you know they make the laws and everything, and they're trying to figure out how to go through this and work this. So everything is being affected by all this social stuff. It's very great, very 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 exciting, very experimental times that we're going through now. Glad to be a part of it. So, hey, you know, we were talking about, she was talking about the hashtags. Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple that we use ourselves. You know, here with the expedition, we use pound. It's that number sign. Now, the word hash, you know.
Yeah, it comes from programming. I think it's a Unix thing. I don't know actually what it comes from. The only way I can remember it is that pound symbol kind of looks like hash browns.
I'll never look at it the same anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So hash brown tags could be good. All right. So we have that pound symbol, SMEXP. And as you get out there and you use, say, search.twitter.com to find these different tweets that are categorized with their hashtags, search for pound SMEXP, and hopefully you'll run into us talking about the expedition and what's going on there. And it's not just this ongoing type of conversation that we have where you want to use a hashtag. Some of the events that we work with promoting, like Social Camp and Bar Camp, also have their own hashtags. And so you see these.
Yeah.
For example, we've got Bar Camp Mem, so that's pound Bar Camp Mem coming up, and then everybody who's making tweets about that particular topic attaches that this hashtag or this pound symbol thing onto the tweet, and that helps people locate these things, and also kind of is a categorizer,
yeah.
If that's a word,
sure,
categorizer. Okay, gosh, so with that, talking about events, we've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up here. We have got this Friday, we have a tweet up. You just finalized this morning.
Absolutely.
As far as the location, because even the theater people didn't know.
They did not. They were in the dark until this morning. But now we can tell you for sure that we're going to be meeting at Osaka on Macon Road down near the Cordova Cinema at 5:30 on Friday for some sushi and some beer or whatever you please. Families and, you know, spouses and everyone's welcome. And we will be heading over to the Cordova Cinema after that for a 7:15 showing of Where the Wild Things Are.
So we hope you can join us out there. It might be a good idea to get your tickets in advance.
Right, you can buy those online, I believe, at melco.com.
You really? Can, and the link is available at socialmediaexpedition.com in our blog post.
Okay. And we would just love it, Malco, if you guys would get on Twitter and Facebook, you know, and get out here and join us in the conversation. So hey, there's that tweet up. Then, gosh, the very next day, Bar Camp Nashville is going on. There's some people heading that way, so... we're trying to put together a small social expedition posse to head to Bar Camp Nashville, which I believe is their third bar camp. And as they kind of grow into that whole community type thing as well, everybody's moving along here. So then, we've got the Twilight Camp the following week, Wednesday the 21st, which is our evening get-together. We're meeting over at 5:30 at the...
Bronte Bistro at Davis Kidd Booksellers down on Perkins.
Fantastic. And so we're going to meet there. That's a very casual type thing. There's not as much of a there's no agenda at all. We just kind of talk about social and whatever else kind of happens to hit the table. Then we have Real Camp the following Saturday, which a lot of people ask, what is Real Camp? Real Camp is mean we're really going to
camping.
We have
a
really
going to
camp. Yes, yeah. We're going to go in tents and sleeping bags and go down the Ocoee River, hopefully in a raft.
In a vessel, not just you, just down the river.
Well, they've got some really awesome kayakers that do crazy things there. In fact, the Olympic kayak.
Yes,
kayak
it is.
Meals. Yeah. So some very, very neat stuff going on there. But yeah, so, you know, with the whitewater rafting there, then we've got the breakfast in November, which would be on November the 4th. Now, that's Wednesday, November the 4th. And, then we have our own Bar Camp Memphis 2 coming up on November the 14th. But in case you just can't wait for all that stuff, we have Feedback Friday coming along. And Elizabeth, you've been working on getting some of this information together and getting it out there. We're trying to wrap our heads around this whole thing. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Basically, what we're trying to do is kind of start a movement to reclaim the hashtag FF, the whole Follow Friday thing. We want to reclaim that and make it Feedback Friday. So we figure we're all just learning how to do this social media thing together. You know, none of us are experts. So why don't we help each other out? And you can find out more more details at socialmediaexpedition.com. There's a little video you can watch to let you know more about it and a blog post. Basically, we're going to encourage people to offer some constructive criticism, some feedback to people that they follow on Twitter, to let them know maybe, you know, what they could be, how they could be better purveyors of social media.
Privately. And
privately, right, through a direct message. And then let us know that you participated through a tweet and let us know that you participated in Feedback Friday. We are going to have a podcast going on Friday through Blog Talk Radio, so we can kind of...
That is a call-in thing.
Yep, it'll be call-in, so we can kind of get this thing launched and hear your feedback to us on Feedback Friday and kind of get the conversation started.
And that'll be from 11:30 to 12:30 local time. And in case you've never called into a Blog Talk Radio show before, they have a significant delay. So you're going to think something's wrong about ready, but when you're just about ready to click off the page, it'll connect. It's just a very popular service. It takes a little bit of time to get it fired up and going, but we certainly hope you can join us this Friday at 11:30, either by tuning in directly from the website, or you can call into this number and participate if you'd like onto this discussion with this feedback. You know, we're trying to close the loop on the conversation right now. With what's going on, both for individuals as well as business entities. I mean, businesses need to have that closed loop going on so they can have that feedback. But then as people also, you know, we need that as well so that we could be better, would you say, purveyors of social media. All right. Okay. Well, I think that's gonna get us to an end here. Does anybody else have anything that we're going to toss in here or something I overlooked? You know,
Google keeps overlooking my wave, and you know, but
so I'm overlooking a wave. So Matthew, what is going on there? How's it going with Wave?
Well, it's not going for me. A lot of my friends have Wave invites, and they keep talking about how great it is, how, you know, fun it is to look at things updating in real time, and I don't know.
So you have friends that they'll let you peek up, but they won't let you like.
Yeah, they'll be like they watch them play with Wave. Like, I don't know. When I was a little kid and all my friends had Nintendos and I didn't, I would like basically just go over to their house and watch them play Mario.
You know what though? It reminds me of back when Facebook first started, and it was only for Ivy Leagues first, and then it was only for, you know, certain colleges and universities, and finally it opened up. But I knew people that had Facebook, and I wanted it so badly, and now it's completely ubiquitous, and everybody has it. So yeah. One day, my child, just wait, it will come to you.
What do you think? No, from what do you see?
Weird. I mean, I'm not quite sure how it's going to fit into anybody's life in the revolutionary way that they say it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you always feel that way when you're looking at something new coming. I don't think Facebook was a big deal for several years after I got my account.
Yeah.
But, you know, look where it is now.
I think what's going on with Google Wave, they've got this fundamental machine that they've thrown out there, and they're waiting for people to try to do things with it and see what the community, you know, comes up with and make suggestions when from that come out with their actual, you know, Wave 1.0 launch. Because right now, of course, it's in beta.
Right. It's in beta. They're trying to work the kinks out with a smaller group of people. And, you know, they'll gradually expand that and, you know, keep working bugs out all the way.
So right now, probably the only...
to not be in that...
You've got to let people know that you want an invite.
Yeah.
And so hopefully... people that have Wave already, like I do, because I signed up for it, but I didn't get onto Wave from when I signed up. The only way I got on there is when somebody I know sent me an invite. So I guess you need to keep doing that, and hopefully they'll release more than the 100,000 that are already out there.
Or you get to share.
Because there's a lot, you know what? I've thought about that.
Well, people who get invites haven't been given invites to give out to other people. Because they do want to keep it kind of limited for now.
You know, here we are, a business of 11 people, and you know, I'd love for everybody to get on Wave, but we'd all have to sign into my Google account.
I was just feeling sorry, you know, if you wanted to like let him use your computer for a few minutes, or he could actually use Wave.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think the problem is there's not enough. There's not 100,000 wasn't enough. It needs to be more like probably a million.
Right, right. Because we're not going to know the bugs until a larger group of people start using it. I mean, you got invited by one person, you know, but you probably only know like 15 people total with Wave.
Yeah.
And so you can't really test out the robustness of these features until you know 10 times that.
And that, yeah, that's a great point. I mean, in actuality, it's not 15, it's about 12. And we're hardly ever online at the same time, you know, with the 12 people. Or the things that I want to talk about or probably aren't things that they want to talk about. And so I could get a lot more out of it if I could connect to, you know, at least three times as more people. That would be, you know, excellent. Yeah. If I had invites, now that I have something, if you gave me invites that I could share with people that I want to do things with, more from a professional standpoint rather than just kicking the tires, I'd get a lot more out of it.
Right.
So no, that's a great point. Well, hey, with that, we're going to wrap it up. But we certainly hope that you'll join us this Friday at 11:30. Just go to the socialexpedition.com website and get. We've got this. We got a special page up there now that has the schedule of information of the events coming along. But get on there and you get the specifics as far as the URL as well as the phone number to join us this Friday at 11:30 for this Feedback Friday conversation. Hope to see you then. Thanks everybody, and thanks again to Dana Lewis for joining us from Alabama earlier. And
thank you for listening.